During what would normally be the busiest period of the year for businesses in retail, hospitality, and other sectors, many will now be keeping a close eye on their cash flow as they deal with the impact of COVID-19. While government-backed schemes like furloughs, grants, and loans will provide some much-needed support, there could be additional disruption to contend with as the UK reaches the end of its transition period with the EU and new rules take into effect from 1st of January 2021. Hi, my name is Ashish Pitani, and in today's podcast, we're going to be looking at how to manage cash flow in your business. Ash Linwood provides a range of professional assurance and advisory services to our clients within the banking and financial service sector, to charity and not-for-profit organizations, SMEs, as well as private clients. To learn more about us, please do visit our website, www.ashlinwood.com. As a result of the pandemic, the Bank of England estimates that small companies in the UK face a total cash flow deficit of 40 billion to 70 billion this year alone. The bank's research showed that small businesses are more likely than larger ones to operate in sectors that have been most affected by the impact of COVID-19, such as accommodations and food, arts and recreation, and construction. And while small businesses tend to hold a larger portion of their assets in cash than larger companies, which gives them more liquidity when it's needed, their resilience to cash flow disruption is likely to be tested in the months to come. Even before the pandemic, cash flow problems were amongst the main causes of business failure. The danger is they can be hard to spot if other financial measures such as profit are looking positive, and in many cases the signs aren't obvious until it's too late, at which point you might struggle to pay your staff and your bills. To avoid running out of money and prepare yourself for financial shocks, it's essential to monitor the way your business cash flows looks now and forecast how it might look in the future. Measuring cash flow. To create a useful forecast, the first thing you need is accurate data. Make sure you have a good record-keeping system for all your cash that comes into your business and goes out from it. Some examples of cash coming into the business include your customers paying you for goods and services, loans or overdrafts, grants, interest on savings and investment, shareholder investment, tax refunds. And some examples of cash going out of the business include the money you spend on stock, equipment and raw materials, purchasing assets, wages of your staff, dividend payments, rent, daily operating expenses, loan repayments, and tax. For each week or month that you are monitoring, take away your net outgoings from your net income to create a cash flow figure. You can then keep a running total. Online accounting can automate your record keeping by linking it to your bank account, invoicing system, and so on. Many software packages also give you an option to display this information in an easy-to-read chart. Creating cash flow forecast. With your records to hand, you can start using that information to forecast your future cash flow. This will be a combination of setting out payments you already know are going to make, such as bills, rent, wages, and making informed estimates about things that you don't know for certain, such as sales. Depending on how established your business is and how much existing data you have, you might be able to create a forecast that looks at the next few months or few years ahead. It's usually good practice to forecast at least a year in advance and keep coming back to tweak as you get more information. Start creating your forecast by looking at your sales alone. For each product or service you sell, add up how much you expect to be paid, including VAT, if your business is VAT registered. To figure this out, you can go back to your data of previous years and look at any patterns or trends. This is where a good record-keeping system comes in handy. You could also base your assumptions on market research and economic changes. Remember to be realistic about when you usually receive payments too, and allow for delays. Once you've set out your predicted sales, your next step is going to include other sources of income, such as those set out previously, including interest on any bank savings or investments. Add up your sales and non-sales income to get your total net income. From there, make a list of all your predictable outgoings, and you should be able to do this based on your past payments and invoices that you've had to pay. With this information, you can compare the money you are forecasting to come into your business and what you're expecting the outflows to be, and to see whether your cash flow is positive or negative. Bear in mind that this is a very simple outline of what's involved in creating a forecast, and there will be various other factors to consider when you're making your actual forecast for your business. Professional advice is clearly recommended if this is the first time you're going to be doing cash flow forecasting, especially if you have multiple product or service streams and multiple assumptions need to be used, bearing in mind the various factors which could impact on the cash inflow or outflow. To cover for these various possible outcomes, it's always a good idea to draw up multiple forecasts. You'll usually need to look at various scenarios, for example, the best case scenario, the worst case scenario, or what's more likely. Even if the figures look bleak, especially when you're putting together the worst case scenario, setting everything out this way will help you make informed decisions about how to deal with challenges which may come. How to improve your cash flow. Generally speaking, improving your cash flow is about speeding up the movement of cash into your business and slowing down the movement of cash out of your business. This will help you create a positive cash flow at any given time, putting your business in a much more stable position to handle sudden financial impacts and keep up to date with day-to-day costs. Keep the cash coming in. For businesses that struggle to keep a consistent inflow of cash, late payments are often the main offenders. In June 2020, the Federation of Small Businesses, which regularly campaigns against late payment practices in the UK, reported that 62% of small businesses either saw late payments increase as a result of COVID-19 or had their payments frozen completely. Tightening up your invoicing processing can help. Make sure you set a clear payment terms, send invoices promptly, and issue polite but firm reminders to customers about outstanding payments. This is another job that technology can help with by automating payment reminders and follow-up emails. As always, communication is the key. Your customers may understandably be struggling to keep up with their payments given the global health pandemic, but talking to them and finding out where their problems lie can help you work out an arrangement that suits you both. Reduce the cash going out. On a similar note, you may be able to negotiate much more favorable payment terms to your suppliers to ease the pressure on your business. This is generally easier if you have an established relationship and a good track record of paying on time. Another approach that many will have already taken this year is to cut down on your spending where possible. Look at some unnecessary cost, assess your stock levels, and check for or unsubscribe to subscriptions to products and services which you may not need in the immediate short term. Be careful not to reduce your spending too heavily, however, or you may risk damaging your ability to operate and maintain relationships or your staff morale. Finally, planning can make a big difference to your tax liability, so make sure you use any reliefs and allowances that apply to you. Of course, again, professional advice on these kind of matters is critical, so do make sure that whoever your accountant is or whoever your tax advisor is, that you are having an ongoing conversation with them to make sure that you can take benefit of any reliefs or allowances which may apply to you and which you're eligible for. As always, if you'd like any more information on monitoring or managing your cash flow, please do get in touch with us. And there's always more information on our website, www.ashlynwood.com.